you got a hairpiece today, watch yourself. It's windy out there. I don't know if it's partly cloudy or if that's just dust and smoke blowing around. 62 is where we're at right now. It is Thursday, our Talk Around Thursday. Once a month, I get to talk to this guy, and it's one of my favorite segments. We're talking Breckenridge Wahpeton Chess. Dominic Robberin, good morning, young man.
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
I am doing well, and you biked down here.
Yeah, I can confirm it is windy, so I was hoping I might get in time, but I didn't. Yeah.
Was it a struggle?
I mean, I don't know. On my phone, even I got an alert, something about weather. I'm like, I don't know exactly what the alert is.
But yeah, I think it's a red flag thing.
And yeah, exactly.
Meaning don't bike when it's this windy.
That's pretty much it.
Hey, we are here to talk. We're here to talk Breckenridge Wahpeton Chess.
Yep.
What do you want to start with? Do you want to start with the opening thing? Because we talked about that last month. Yeah. Or do you want to start with the tournament? Either one. I'll leave it up to you.
Well, maybe we just kind of before we wrap up a couple other things before we, you know, dive into the openings. We are ramping up efforts for a Blue Goose Day tournament. That is on Saturday, the 6th of June. If you haven't signed up yet, please do so. In fact, we have you. You might be lucky to get a little extra if you sign up early.
Mm-hmm.
Like have something ongoing there for like we did last time, I should say. It will be at the Breckenridge Family Community Center. As always, a fantastic place to play. And then just this morning, I opened up my chess app that I have and had a message in there. And all it said in there was 2100.
2100.
I know. And I'm like, wow. And then I looked from who it was. So just want to give out a shout out to Isaac, who has a new record rating on chess.com. So congrats to you.
Fantastic.
That's
way to go,
amazing.
Isaac.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's one of your pupils?
Absolutely he is.
Okay.
And, in fact, he won our winter tournament. And I want to say that by what I've seen who've signed up so far, we will have some really good competition this time. And I'm looking forward to seeing that.
See, that's what happens when you follow a true chess master, which is what you are. You're going to deflect that. Hey, let's get to openings. Now,
yes.
We talked about this the last time. And I said, Dominic, I've heard of different openings in chess.
Yep.
Which is when you start, right? I mean,
correct.
that's when everything kind of kicks off. But there are different openings. Explain this.
Yes. I mean, openings, they are really categorized. And I remember back in the time, you know, when I started chess and there were no, like, computers and convenience website like chess.com. You could have, like, encyclopedias. They were actually called A, B, C, D, and E. And all it was like, One of those books, if you will, had like 300 or 400 pages, and all it was chess notations. And these are just about openings. And I'm like, my gosh. So you try to remember what you have there, and it's much more convenient now. But it is true. I want to say the main two ones that are played most often are with the pawn in front of your king or the pawn in front of your queen. That's how most people open, I should say.
Do you have favorites? Do you yourself have favorites?
I do. Okay. I definitely do. Growing up, I was what they call an e4 player, which is with the pawn in front of the king, which seems to be a little bit more tactics involved in that versus in front of your queen, just by how the layout is on the chessboard. These days, though, I don't play either of those two. I actually often start with knight c3, which bringing out my knight right away. And I can talk about a little bit more why that is, but yeah, there's a lot of openings. There's, I mean, dozens of them.
Do you like to switch it up? Is it like you get bored of one and then it's like, okay, I'm gonna do something different here?
It depends on your occasion.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say yes, but when it comes to a more serious tournament, I'll probably stick to what I know best.
All right. So it is kind of opponent based too, I would imagine. It's like depending on who you think your opponent is.
That can also play a role. That is correct. I actually, years back, I remember I played an opening that I never played before or haven't in many years, but I knew exactly what he was playing, so I prepared for that and tried to surprise him.
See, okay, so mm-hmm. So it is kind of based on that. What else do you want to cover here this morning?
Well, if we talk about openings, maybe I can just kind of give you an idea of what you're supposed
to
do.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Follow up with that.
So I already mentioned the two pawn moves in front of the king and the queen. Now, the king and the queen, they are in the middle of the board, if you will. So what you really want to do is at least three things. You want to basically control the center if you can. That's why you push the middle pawns. Then you want to develop your pieces. That's the second thing. By pieces, I mean mostly the bishops and the knights. You want to get out those early. And you want to get your king to safety. If you achieve those things, you're probably already done great. King to safety normally means you castle. That's a special move where you put your king to the either one of the two sides. So that's kind of where you go from there. This often also then connects the rooks, which is in addition a good thing to do. And then this way is where the fun part comes in.
It all sounds fun to me. Confusing, but fun.
Yeah, yeah. So you kind of mentioned that a bit before, and I want to say chess is, to me, it can be discussed. Is it art? Is it science? And so on. And I think there's a little bit of each in there. But what you should really do is you should play an opening where you feel good about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not, you know, what the world champion plays, and that's okay.
Right.
If you go beyond that, try to play something where you feel good about your position, you know what you're doing there, and if you take it a step further, maybe try to play something where that your opponent doesn't like.
So it is kind of instinctual.
And
okay,
you've
got to play on your instincts.
And if you can combine the two, even better. I had one game that I played at the North Dakota State Championship, and after the game, my opponent told me, like, I had to think for move one. So that's really good, because then they start spending time already, and they might get in time trouble and so on.
So is it, okay, explain offensive and defensive, because mm-hmm. it sounds like there's a little of both at play there. Is that correct?
Yes. Now, if you bring out your pieces in a good way, the idea is you basically get ready for battle. So you get them all ready, and then some players, they like to attack the king right away after you develop your pieces. Don't do it before. So that's very, very aggressive. And others are more positional. They move around a lot and see that they can improve their position. There's not one right or wrong to that, but there's definitely different playing styles.
Oh, I love this conversation, Dominic. Listen, we're out of time. One more time, Blue Goose Chess Tournament, when and where?
It's on the 6th of June. That's a Saturday at the Breck Community Center.
All right. And people want to sign up for that or just show up?
Well, you can do both, but I'm sending out emails to everybody. You can see the posters in town. There's a QR code on there. You can just snap with your phone. It will take you right to the sign-up page,
Fantastic.
And you're good to go.
Fantastic. Well, looking forward to our conversation in June. We can do follow-up on the tournament.
Perfect.
Dominic, Robert, thank you so much for stopping in. 919 here at the Voice of the Valley. AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Gave us that hilltop place to park. Gave us some girls that stole her hearts. Gave us some books up on the wall. The way we live and the way we talk. Gave us state that senior year. Them country stores to buy that beer. A place to go nobody knows. Where you take it in and you take it slow. Like that river rolls. Where that green grass grows. I can't explain it. Oh, it's something, ain't it? Yeah, we should paint it. Say that it was. Yeah, looking back at it now, this town's been too.